If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC 32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Welcome to Garden America. As you heard the announcer, our lovely female announcer, Tori Peck, say, here's John, here's Tiger, here's Brian. Actually, two of three are here. That would be
sans John.
Yeah, sans John. Myself and Tiger got a call from John Bagnasco about 30 minutes ago. He's broken down on the freeway and will not be with us. In fact, he's broken down very close to home. And he's a long way from the studio, so John will not be with us today, which is unfortunate because we have nobody to pick on.
Yeah, I know. But he is safe.
Oh, yeah, John is safe, yeah.
Yeah, he is safe. Somebody's going to go get him.
Yeah, he's got the tow truck or AAA coming.
The nice thing, though, is that he is safe because we're always talking about John, and there's always some accident.
There's always something, right?
Something going on, but he's safe.
Yeah, he's okay. Lives a very dramatic life. Lots of drama in John's life. So we're going to carry the load today. Post your questions, comments right there on Facebook Live. Hopefully you are tuned in. Also streaming on BizTalk Radio. You can go to our website, gardenamerica.com, and click Listen Live. Several ways to do that. You can also call us at 855-424-9825. I would say john@gardenamerica.com, but he is not here to answer those email questions. But Tiger and I are here for the next couple of hours. We've got Nick Stoddard this hour.
Yeah, Nick Stadden.
I'm sorry.
The plantsman. He's a plantsman.
A plantsman.
Yeah.
Is that a self-given title?
I gave it to him.
Oh, you gave it to him.
No, it's not self-given.
You gave it to him. Wow.
Yeah,
you're pretty powerful.
I am, right?
Exactly.
Whatever I say. I'm on the radio, so whatever I say is true.
Is that why you call me Sir Mix-a-Lot? Because I produce commercials?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I do say that Brian Main is probably the most heard man in San Diego. Between the Aztec games, basketball and football,
right.
Between the radio, and then the commercials that get played with your voice on them.
True, I guess you're right.
I could never escape you.
I must be just a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Can we turn the channel? Can we turn this channel? Can we turn it off?
Wait a minute.
Anyway, right in front of you, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, that is a beautiful plant. Tell us about that plant.
So it's a grevillea, and it's a variety called Ned Kelly. And one of the reasons why I brought it in today, as I said before, Nick is a plantsman.
Okay.
And so his thing is to go around the country, the world, and look at new plants, help develop new plants. And grevillea is one that's become real popular. It's Australian-based, so they're native to Australia. And the reason why I like this one, Ned Kelly, is because of the name. Ned Kelly is a bush wrangler from Australia.
A bush wrangler.
He was kind of the...
Like an American cowboy?
Yeah, well, more like the legend of... what was the guy that stole money from the rich and gave to the poor?
Well, Butch Cassidy.
No.
Billy the Kid.
Well, yeah, no.
Oh, you mean Robin Hood. Okay,
I'm
thinking Old West.
I'm sorry,
Robin
Hood.
But
anyways,
Hood.
Yeah. So, you know, in Australia, there's two visions of Ned Kelly. One is of Robin Hood.
Okay.
That was defending the poor, oppressed people. And one was he was an outlaw, a murderer, and thief. And this Grevillea here reflects, I think, a lot of the spirit, because it talks about wildfires and Ned Kelly and the bush wranglers, and it's a red-orange blossom, and the Grevilleas have these really unique flowers on them already that are kind of almost alien-looking flowers.
Right, exactly.
And then being native to Australia, where it's kind of almost an alien landscape, where you've got these dry deserts and these coastal regions, it's a great plant, but it's a wonderful plant for a lot of varieties if you live in a dry climate. And, you know, and we'll talk more a bit about these kinds of plants with Nick.
And today, I would imagine it would do well in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely one of those plants that loves our inland dry environments, not a lot of water, but lots of showy color. And then the nice thing is, as you can see, it's blooming right now, and we are in November, and there's not a lot happening in the garden.
You know, it's interesting you mention that. It has all the things that people would love to have in a garden. It doesn't take much water. It can live pretty much anywhere. It seems to be very tenacious. It blooms and has color. It's November, and it looks very good. That's about everything one could ask.
Yeah, and in the Grevillea, Ned Kelly also gets about 4 feet by 4 feet. Which is another thing that people always want. They want a plant, but then they don't want to trim it. Well, if you have an area that is 4 feet by 4 feet and you don't want to ever trim this plant, it will be fine there. So,
well, give me some negatives.
You can overwater them. So if you live in a wet environment,
all right,
even if you don't water it and it rains,
it gets too much rain,
then it will die on you.
Now, how would it do indoors? Can you bring it in?
No, you cannot. You cannot bring this in.
Can't even
not
bring
at
it.
All.
Not at all. Okay.
Not
it,
at need, all.
It needs sunshine, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It likes the outside environment, and it likes to be kept somewhat on the dry side once it's established. But, you know, that's a negative. But I think that's probably the biggest
not
two
a bad
negatives.
Negative. I mean,
no,
big deal.
No.
Other than that, I mean, good patio plant?
Yep. Good patio plant. You know, and, you know, like I said, full sun. It loves the sun.
So it would need at least 6 to 7 hours a day.
Yeah, that would be perfect. And midday sun. So that's the thing people don't always think about, too, is, oh, well, you know, it's morning sun until about noon. It's like, well, the morning sun is usually a little soft.
It's not hot enough.
No.
Morning sun is very gentle.
Yeah.
For certain plants, love it. And I know in my patio right now, because we're shifting into the wintertime, the sun has completely shifted in terms of how much sun I'm getting. And I haven't watered my plants for probably a week and a half, and they're still moist.
Isn't that crazy sometimes? But yet, you go out there sometimes, and it's almost daily.
Exactly. And you know, which we had days like that this summer when it was over 100, but my sun patients are the indicator, and they're not they're not drooping at all. But I'm still going to go out there and water today because it's a little dry. But yeah, the time of the year. So this plant, you got to have full sun. Other than that, it holds up on its own.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot more about some of the Grevilleas, because I know Nick is real popular in some of the drought-tolerant plants, but he's also going to give us some of his choices that are for the upcoming spring and in this fall, what you can find out there and some of the things people don't always know.
Right. And again, that's not a plant that the average person's even going to know about.
Right.
You don't walk into Home Depot or a box store and ask for this plant.
Correct. Yeah, they're not ones that are commonly found in the chain nurseries.
Right.
So.
Anyway, so go to our website, gardenamerica.com. Just briefly want to talk about coming up July next year, our trip to England. All the information is right there on the homepage. You can click. It'll take you to a site where you can get the full itinerary. It is Earthbound Expeditions, and Matthew is heading us up. Also, what else is going on? Our newsletter. You should be signed up for our newsletter. You can do the same thing. Go to gardenamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter, which will give you information on the upcoming shows, who our guest is going to be, timely articles, everything you'd want to know that keeps you up to date each week. How was your week? Busy?
Yeah, I had a busy week. You know, we're getting ready for Christmas trees here at the nursery. So, you know, next week they come in. Wow. You believe that already?
Well, that would get people about a month and a half.
Yeah. And the reason why we bring them in a little earlier is a lot of commercial companies like to have their tree the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we got to have it all ready to go for that. And other things that are going on, a lot of fall planting, fall vegetables are going in, fall flowers are starting to go in. My week was busy with my daughter's last softball game is tomorrow. So we've been getting amped up and ready for that. And then last thing, I think this week is we just are getting into the Thanksgiving season. So a lot of fun holiday planning ahead of us that kind of going into this November month. And I really am one that tries to embrace Thanksgiving over the combination of Halloween / Christmas, because if you go around anywhere right now, all you see is Christmas.
It's, oh, exactly.
You
it's everywhere.
Forget Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the Thanksgiving holiday.
Check the audio, if you would, real quick on our Facebook, Tiger. Make sure that we're connected good as you go through that coughing spell there. That's okay. You got to drink that coffee, have a little cough. A lot of people tuning in, joining us on Facebook Live. We do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Again, 855-424-9825. Our guest will be coming up after the break. So normally John reads the quote of the week here. I'm going to read it since John is, he's broken down on the road someplace this morning. And John, if you're by any chance listening to us, yeah, we do care for you. So get home safely. In the garden, autumn is indeed the crowning glory of the year, bringing us the fruition of months of thought and care and toil. And at no season, save perhaps in daffodil time, do we get such superb color effects as from August to November. And that's a quote by Rose G. Kingsley. Do you have any idea who Rose G. Kingsley is? Because I don't.
I think he just picked it out because it says Rose.
Because it says, you know what, that's a good idea.
Her name is Rose.
Her name. And you know, it's funny because the last few quotes by John have all been related to autumn and this time of the year. So very timely. Very timely. We've got about a minute to go here until the break. You mentioned Christmas trees coming in. If somebody buys a Christmas tree in the next week or so, that's going to be a long time to care for it.
Keep it inside, in the shade, cool,
right?
Damp.
What about water? What about water?
That's the hard thing. A Christmas tree is more or less a cut flower. And you keep water in the base of it, and you give it a fresh cut, so that way hopefully it sucks up water. But the bottom line is that sometimes they suck up water for a long period of time, and sometimes they don't. And, you know, you play a game of chance when you do it this early.
Yeah, absolutely. It is break time. Going to check and see if our guest is ready to go. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main on this Saturday morning. John is out today trying to get his car back to a garage or someplace. Anyway, 855-424-9825 or post your questions on Facebook Live. I'm Brian Main. He's Tiger Palafox. We're going to step aside, take a break on your Saturday morning. Stay with us. This is the Garden America Radio Program.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 847-6533, 800-547-6533.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
I want to say good morning and thank you for joining us here on Facebook Live. I'm Brian Main. He's Tiger Palafox. John Bagnasco, broken down on the side of the freeway. He's okay. He's just not going to be here today. We're going to miss him.
Yeah, we will miss him and his, some of his knowledge. But we have a great plantsman
that's going to be
joining us this morning.
With a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly here, the name of that plant once again is?
Grevillea Ned Kelly.
And can you give us just a brief, for those just joining us, we started to talk about it before the break. You buy a Christmas tree a month and a half ahead of Christmas. Some tips on keeping it alive through the 25th.
You want to keep it shaded. So if you're going to bring it indoors, close the windows as much as possible.
Okay.
Keep water in the base of it and keep the room cool. So not running the heater or anything like that as much as you can. If you're not going to bring it indoors, you can put it on your patio and keep it in the shade, which would probably be much a cooler environment, especially in the evenings, which the tree will fall out and be nice and fresh and lose some of its debris that you don't have to bring in the house.
Optimum time to buy a Christmas tree before Christmas so you don't have to do all that maintenance.
I would say the first week of December.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the optimum time. You're going to get the best selection, but then you're going to get a nice fresh tree that's probably just been delivered and just been cut.
Okay, so speaking of that plant, Nick is ready to go. Tiger,
right.
let's bring him on and learn some things this morning.
So I had this whole setup this morning ready because John was supposed to be here.
Right.
But and I was going to say, well, I didn't know a lot about Nick besides the fact that he has to be one of the best plantsmen in the world, and he's worked for some of the premier companies when it comes to horticulture in the world, but he's currently working with Village Nurseries, which is, I think, just been combined with one of the other largest nurseries in the country. So, I mean, if you're working for these companies, you have to know a lot about what you're doing and what's
right
out there. And, you know, so I was going to lead it up and then have John introduce him after that. But,
since John's not here,
Nick, good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm just great. I don't know if I can do this if John is not on the line.
Oh, I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can bumble through it. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. Well, Brian, good morning. And Tiger, good morning to you as well. It's,
good morning to you.
You guys. You know, you're good for my ego today. You're setting me up, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah,
the
pressure's on, Nick. You know that we're expecting big things out of you.
Without John, you have to carry our show.
Well, he's got, you know, John and I, we've both got this kind of dry sense of humor. So, you know, John and I tend to be roaring with laughter at something while everyone else is saying, what are they laughing about?
Yeah, we tend to question John a lot.
And we can tease him because he's not here. That's but he'll find out. He always gets back to him.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Tiger, I can't believe that you're getting your trees in already at the nursery.
I know, huh? It's shocking. It's shocking. Yeah. But is the season.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Hey, so the last time I saw you, you were doing a plant presentation at the Village Nursery up off of Miramar Road here in San Diego. How have things been going for you?
Do you know what? Thank you for asking. They're going really well. Your village has really gone from strength to strength. The primary focus is the landscape architects and landscape designers. But they also have landscape centers where gardeners and people who are really interested in plants, you know, they can go and actually buy plants there. The really exciting news, as you alluded to, Tiger, is they've just been purchased by a company in Texas called Treetime USA. And Treetime has growing facilities from Texas all the way down to Homestead in Florida. And they're very different in the fact that they grow enormous trees. So they'll grow magnolias for the southeastern market or the southern market. They'll have like a 12 or 15-inch caliper on them, and these trees will be like 20, 30 feet high and sort of 15 feet across. And that's been their business for years and years. So it's very exciting, the change that's going to take place and getting these two companies to work closely together. Very, very exciting times ahead.
And so I know that on your side of it, you help them kind of pick their palettes, because as you alluded to in the beginning, the focus is more on landscape designers and landscape installers. So these are people that need to know what plants are going to be successful and kind of what's trendy at the moment. And you help Village kind of pick their palette as far as what they're going to be growing, correct?
Yeah, I've been with them for a couple of years now, and we've got a really great team. You know, Village is a wonderful combination of business people and plants people. People how to how to grow the plants, and then we have the team that kind of look for the new plants and trial and evaluate them and bring them to market. So one of the things that I've always really been focused on, Tiger, is breeders, bless their hearts. You know, they're breeding plants, they're putting a lot of time and energy into it. You know, they might be breeding these plants in Australia or New Zealand or South Africa or somewhere else in the world, but we've got to make sure that these plants perform well in our Southern California landscapes. So, you can pretty much say something from New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, they have a really good chance of performing well. But it's important for us to trial and evaluate them before we put them in front of the landscape architects and designers.
Hey, so Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. I was going to say, when it comes to plants surviving in our climate in San Diego, you mentioned various parts of the world. I know a lot of factors go into that, but is the primary factor weather in terms of survival besides the other variables that are involved?
Well, you've got weather. You've also got the season itself. You've got different growing conditions. Here we have our coastal influences down in San Diego, beautifully mild. But further inland you get, it can get very hot, but it can also get extremely cold in the wintertime as well. The other scenario is our soils. And Tiger, I was really fascinated. You know, you were talking about the Ned Kelly Grevillea. Something that I learned pretty early on with grevilleas, and you know, these are from the people who've been good enough to coach me along, is they really don't do at all well if there's phosphorus in the soil. And so many of the mixes that are used today contain some sort of phosphorus. So you've really got to get a phosphorus-free mix when you plant your grevillea in the ground. It's not just about the weather conditions. It's about the right soil. And it's also about the right water as well. So many of the larger landscapes now and the larger communities are starting to use recycled water. And there's actually a lot of plants that don't like recycled water. One of the primary reasons is because they tend to be higher in salt. So it's really fascinating. There's a lot to learn.
And you know, you bring that up. And, you know, is it because recycled water tends to be treated more? Is that why it's higher in salts? Is it because there's just so much of a treatment process to get it to be able to come out of someone's, you know, irrigation line that it's just loaded with salt at the end of the day? Is that one of the issues?
You know, I think, Tiger, yes, that's certainly one of the issues. A lot of the water that we actually drink, say, up here in Los Angeles, is actually recycled water.
Hey, Nick, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a break.
Hey,
Nick, we're going to take a break, but hold on to that thought because we're going to come back and talk about, obviously, the pH and the salts and recycled water and why that's not good for this plant. So stay with us. Questions, 855-424-9825 or Facebook Live. Tiger and I do our best to answer your questions. Going to step aside, taking a break, coming right back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is 35 minutes after the hour. Before the break, Tiger, we were talking about using recycled water, not good, talking about salts in the water.
Yeah.
Maybe, and again, Nick, you correct us if we're wrong here. Obviously, pH would be very important in helping to grow this plant, correct?
Well, it depends, yeah. You know, we mustn't make this too complicated for your great listeners, but pH is really important. I mean, you know, it can be beneficial. And it can go the other way as well. So what I would suggest, if the gardeners or folks listening in on the show, if they're having an issue with their water or their soil, first off, they can take it to their local extension agent, and the extension agent will actually test their water. They'll let them know basically everything that's in that water, if they've got too much of something or too little of something. And the same with the soil as well. And Tiger, do you work with any companies down in San Diego that do testing for you in that part of the world?
Not with water. We do work with some soil testing labs. But other than that, like you said, a lot of the water authorities here in San Diego will test your water for you. To get you some of those results. So you can just take it to probably your local water authority wherever you live.
Yeah. And then see, you know, for your listeners who are further afield, there's a super company who I've had the good fortune to work with a time or two, and they have several offices around America. And if memory serves me well, their name is Waypoint Analytical. And they're great guys, very down to earth, and they'll test your water and your soil and let you know what's in there and if you need to add something to it, et cetera. The other great thing about Waypoint is they've developed lists of plants. If someone comes in from a certain region, they'll have a list of plants available that they can say these plants will work well in your particular soil. So they've really gone the extra mile.
Oh, that's excellent. So one of the things we brought you on this morning for, Nick, was because you have some exciting plants you want to talk about, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah, before we go there, I have to say something. I always read your newsletters that you get, and I picked a diamond up from you. And last week's letter, you were talking about Joseph Dalton Hooker, the prominent Victorian botanist.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I'm reading through the blurb you put out about him, because he's really an icon. But he was born in a place called Halesworth in Suffolk, which is about no more than 30 minutes from where I was born as well. So he was born in the town of Halesworth, and I was born in a place called Ipswich. So I found that absolutely fascinating. And I actually, I scolded myself for not knowing that, but I thought that's just some of the great information you get from your newsletters.
Oh. And Nick, another reason why people should subscribe to our newsletter, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think so. Yeah.
There's a good promo for us. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, you're welcome. So on the on the plant side, Tiger and Brian, if I'm getting too long-winded here, do please pull me up.
No, carry the show. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. So, Tiger, you were talking about Grevilleas and Grevillea, you know, breeding and the varieties that are available on the market. They've just come so far in the last several years. And one of the newer groups that have come to market, they've been around in Australia for a long, long time. But it's called the King's series, like the King and Queen. So this is the King's series. And they come out of a botanical garden in Australia. And I was lucky enough to meet the breeder about a year ago. And I hope he's coming back actually at the end of 2018. We get to see him another time. But some of the great varieties coming from his program, there's one called King's Celebration. Have you heard of that, Tiger?
No, I haven't heard of that one at all.
Yeah, so we've got King's Celebration, King's Fire, and then other varieties, and I don't think this one comes from his program, is called Peaches and Cream. And I think one of the best, fastest-growing Grevilleas that if someone's a starter, you know, is starting with Grevilleas, is called Superb.
Okay.
I was in a garden a couple of days ago, and I saw some superb Grevilleas, which had been planted a year ago from a gallon container. They were probably about 2.5 feet high and probably about 2.5 feet across, just covered with these wonderful reddish, yellowish blooms, and a magnet for the pollinators as well.
And when you look at the Superb series, what kind is it? You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of Grevilleas. Was it one with kind of like almost like the oak leaves, or was it more of the piney looking one?
Ah, great. Yeah, super question, Tiger. This is more of the kind of the needle type leaves, but with very, very large flowers. And the other thing I really liked about the plant, and the breeders are really putting some good time and energy into this now, is the shape and the form of the plant. So it had a nice, even growing habit. You know, it didn't lean one way, it didn't lean the other. It was just a nice, full, rounded plant.
So, excellent. So what other plants do you have on your list?
On my list? Okay. So for those of you listening in right now, you've got to buckle up, and you should have a pen and a pencil on hand. The plant that's taking the warmer regions of America by storm is a new acacia called Cousin It.
Oh, yes.
Cousin It came out of a breeding program. You've worked with that one, Tiger?
You know what's funny is I was actually going to bring that one in, and then I saw the Ned Kelly Grevillea today, and I brought in the Ned Kelly because I thought it was flowering and it was a little bit more fun. But, the Cousin It is
very popular. We've talked about that on our show before, Cousin It. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a really cool plant. You know, it gets about 2.5 feet high, and I've actually got one of the original ones in my garden. It's probably about 6 or 7 feet across now. But the plant is bulletproof. In the warmer regions, it's evergreen, low water once established. I have had no disease issues with the plant whatsoever. I actually have it on a – it's beside my – yeah, I'm sorry?
Yours is 6 feet wide? Is that what I heard?
It's about – yes. Yeah, wow. 6 or 7 feet wide, yes.
Wow. Excellent.
They make an outstanding ground cover. So they don't get quite as high as the breeders originally claimed, but that's okay. But for the listeners who want a great ground cover for a hillside or an evergreen plant, you know, that's going to cover quite a large area in the garden that's going to look good all year round, this is a wonderful plant. When you're purchasing them from the nursery, don't be afraid to ask the nursery person just to have a quick peek at the roots. This requires a little bit of extra effort on the nurseryman's part. But one of the things I have noticed is that from time to time, some of the plants are really lightly rooted. They look like they have a lot of top on them, a lot of foliage, but they really don't have too many roots. So it can be a little harder to plant. So that's Acacia Cousin It.
And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, the name is all you need to know is be familiar with, because Cousin It was from the Addams Family.
From the Addams Family,
where
right.
It was a floppy-haired
little sunglasses and a hat.
And that's the exact description of the plant.
Whoever it was right on.
Exactly. It's one of those names that as soon as you hear the name, you're like, I know exactly what that plant looks like.
You'll never forget.
All right, what else do you have for us, Nick?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story, Tiger, because I, you know, when I first, you know, was introduced to this plant, and I said, you know, they've called it the most ridiculous name. They've called it Cousin It. And, of course, Corinne said, all right, let me tell you who Cousin It is. And
then that's true.
Yeah, now it makes sense. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was funny. So, you know, right now, as we drive around the neighborhoods, whether it's on the East Coast of America, in the Carolinas, Georgia, places like that, or on the West Coast, the Muhlenbergias, the deer grass, are looking exquisite. And because we've had, you know, good moisture in the ground last year, they really put on a lot of growth. So one particular variety I want to give a plug, it's called Plumetastic, Plumetastic. And Plumetastic actually was a chance discovery on the old El Toro Marine Base in Irvine in Orange County. Muhlenbergias, they're a native grass to the southwest. They have a real broad coverage from one side of America to the other, in the warmer regions again.
Hey, Nick, we got to take a break. Hold on to that thought, Nick. We got to take a break. We're going to come right back. This is good. We're going to keep the momentum going into our final segment. It is 45 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. John, unfortunately, not with us today, but we wish him well. Anyway, we are going to take that break, coming right back Saturday morning with your friends here, Garden Buddies on Garden America.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans?
then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back here on your Saturday morning, John Begnaska. We wish him well with his car problems. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. We're going to continue our final segment as we wrap things up. Again, posting your questions and comments. We did put a couple of links up there, and the good part about this, Tiger and I were talking about this during the break, if you are listening in your car or not watching us on Facebook right now, missed any of the conversation or want a link, you can always go back to our Facebook page. Our shows are kept on Facebook, and you can see the links right there. You can click those links and follow up with something that you missed.
We just posted a link to the Cousin It plant.
Right.
We posted a link to the Village Nurseries website for some of the information on some of the plants we're talking about right now. And so even if you don't have it, you can always go back to it.
Right. All right. So back with Nick as we went to the break. Nick, you're still with us, hopefully, obviously.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So, Nick, before we went to the break, we were talking about one of the Muhlenbergias that was found up in the El Toro area, which is near Irvine, California. One of the questions I had, up there in that area, you have some pretty dominant native nurseries. You've got Tree of Life, I think El Plant Too.
Yeah.
Who found this Muhlenbergia up there? That's kind of fun.
Yeah, so I was actually the guy that found it.
And I'm congratulations.
Because I didn't get anything out of it. Just the fun of bringing a plant to market. This was actually found on the old El Toro Marine base outside one of the old marine buildings. And there was a planting probably of about 300 or 400 just straight Muhlenbergias, just the regular deer grass from seedlings. And in September I was out there 1 year. I used to be on the board of advisors for the Great Park. And I was looking through this bed, and one of these plants was like about 3.5 to 4 feet high, very upright, had a really great structure. A lot of Muhlenbergias tend not to have a great structure. And the color of the plumes on the plant, you know, it's kind of a fall or, you know, autumn time plumer. The plumers were this deep, deep, deep amethyst color, really lovely purple. So in collaboration with the city of Irvine, for the old company I used to work with, we dug the plant up and brought it to market over a period of years. But You know, one of the things that I have learned about Muhlenbergers, and there are lots of different flavors of them, is that if in a really hot summer, they do like a little bit of additional watering. If you let them dry out too much in the summertime, you don't get that awesome blooming season in the autumn.
Mm. All right. Well, that's very exciting. It's always fun to find out who founded the plant and a little bit of history. And I know it takes a while to come to market, so I know this was probably done a while back. But it's kind of neat that now you can kind of see the fruits of your efforts. And, you know, that's a neat thing. We do have a Facebook question, I think, that came across, right?
From Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Yes. And
can you read it?
You don't have your computer with you, so let me see if I can read that. She says, this is from Elizabeth, and she's saying, I know you're not talking about trees, but I need a recommendation. Looking for an umbrella-like tree for a small backyard. She lives in Ventura County. Thanks for your ideas. So Ventura County. Nick, what do you think?
Oh, well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for making contact, and hopefully you're listening right now. You're fairly coastal, so I'm going to give you something to try that might be a little on the unusual side. I'm a real fan of Lagerstromias, and there's a breeder over in Oklahoma by the name of Carl Whitcomb who've got the most disease-resistant magnolias on the market. Mildew can be an issue with them, but his varieties are just fantastic. One of his brand new varieties is called Dynamite, and Dynamite has the reddest flower of any Lagerstromia. They're a very well-behaved garden tree. They don't get too big. The plant's probably going to get 18 feet high and probably about like 12, maybe 15 feet across. You can keep them smaller with a little bit of pruning, and they have a really nice long flowering season. If you can get the next model on of Dynamite, the new, brand new one is called Double Dynamite. And Double Dynamite in Oklahoma, I've done the trials here in California as well, we can get 100 straight days of blooming out of the plant. So very high disease resistance, long blooming season, and Double Dynamite has wonderful burgundy red-colored leaves as well. That would be a great choice for you.
There we go. I'll double back that recommendation. So I've seen Dynamite down here in San Diego County, and again, it performs really well. And one of the biggest things that plagues Lagerstromias is the mildew problem, and that is one that tends to not have that issue. And especially in Ventura, where you get a lot of coastal influence, that'll be nice to do. So, Elizabeth, and maybe what we can do, Brian, is again post a link to that Lagerstromia on our Facebook feed, so that way, if you didn't catch the information, we can find more information.
And
for
it's
you.
Always going to be there. That's the good part.
Yeah. So all right.
Do I have time for a couple more plants?
You know what? Yeah, we're about a minute and a half, though, till we have to take our top of the hour break. The hour is over. That is the only negative here. I know. We could go on and on, Nick, obviously. I'm just trying to think.
Do you want to carry into the next hour, Nick?
Yeah, we'll have you on for the first segment, Nick, if you want to hang on, because we do have a caller's question. So when we go to the top of the hour news break, it's about 6 minutes because there's a lot of interest in what we're talking about this morning. So, Nick, if you can hang on top of the hour for the first segment, we'll come back, and then you can finish up with your recommendations. Let me see if I can read a quick I'm going to wait. We're up against the clock here. Can you give us one more before the top of the hour, Nick, and then we'll carry on afterwards? Go right ahead.
All right, a real quick one, and this is very broad. It's camellia season, and camellias, once established, are very, very drought tolerant for those of you that are worried about water. But check out your local nursery. Check out your local garden center. The camellias, which are looking wonderful right now, are the Sasanquas. These tend to be some of the flavors that they'll take a little bit of sun. And in the springtime, the ones that start blooming are the Japonicas, and they like the shade. So follow up on looking at camellias. They're so beautiful, lots of different varieties and colors.
And okay, beautiful. That's beautiful timing.
Yeah.
So, Nick, hang on. We're going to go to the top of the hour here. We've got news coming up on many of these affiliates. If your market doesn't carry us a second hour, keep it on Facebook Live. You can post more questions. We do have a phone call we're going to be taking from Napomo when we come back second hour. So things are heating up, and we're going to keep Nick over for at least the first segment of the next hour. 855-424-9825, or better yet, post your questions on Facebook Live. We'll get to them as this continues to be a big interest to just about everybody. John not here today. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Stay with us. We've got news coming up. Hour number two coming up 6 minutes after right here on Biz Talk Radio and, of course, Facebook Live.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.